if someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give two chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets two chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me two chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. It is Fry-yay. See what I did there? Fry-yay. Oh, cute. I'm so cute and clever. But that is a good thing, and hopefully you're excited about the weekend. We'll get to weekend plans in a minute as well. Here's something that I came across that I was curious about, and I need to have my memory refreshed on this. I think Gavin and his wife actually do this. So Halloween trees. Didn't you decorate a tree for Halloween your first year here?
So it was like last year, yeah. I believe, that Haley was really in the mood to just get our Christmas tree up ASAP. And so she wanted to do it in...
Sap.
That's as good as Fry-yay.
That was absolutely stellar. But she just wanted to get it up really early, and I think it was literally the beginning of October. She wanted to get in the holiday spirit, but she didn't want to make it a Christmas tree because she didn't want to disrespect the other holidays that we were celebrating beforehand.
Like the devil's holiday
exactly.
In October, right? Don't want to disrespect that with Jesus. Wow.
So she did go out and get some Halloween decorations to put on the tree.
Really?
So that we could just have it up to start with.
Well,
yes.
She might have been ahead of the game. People are starting to decorate Halloween trees.
That's so interesting.
For the holiday there. And it's like they make them in different colors, like orange and black. And so
purple, maybe?
Yeah.
Lime green.
Like retailers like Walmart, Amazon, Wayfair, they're now selling them.
That's
you
cool.
Said purple? Yeah, they have purple ones too.
Yeah, those are the main colors for Halloween. They do the black, orange, purple, and lime green.
No, wait, purple. Is that because of the kids with purple pumpkins because they have, what do you call it? Like immune. Allergies.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I think
it just worked its way in.
Yeah.
And it just kind
of... Purple is part of Halloween?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, oh. Color coordination. Yeah.
Oh, really? That
and
must be nice
green.
For you guys that love colors and can see them and appreciate
them.
That's
my favorite
color. That's great. Because, I've always just associated Halloween with orange and black. Just mm-hmm. That was it.
Well, that's the classics, yeah.
Okay. And so there's lime green, too. Mm-hmm. That sounds festive.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds
mm-hmm.
fun.
Maybe it has to do with Beetlejuice. Isn't he, like, purple?
He's black and yellow, his outfit.
Oh, like Striper.
Or, I'm sorry, not black and yellow. I was thinking of Striper. He's black and white.
I
showed Betty a Striper video the other day, and she's like, this is horrible. And I was like, oh, it's probably pretty dated, but it was from 2020. But I liked
it. Oh, yeah.
And God bless them. They've started wearing yellow and black again because they'd gotten away from that for a while.
Is it just as tight?
Yeah,
oh,
it's
no.
Not spandex. It's more leather now.
That's unfortunate.
But it's more subtle yellow and black. So good on the Striper guys.
No, not
so
good on them.
Are you guys going to do a Halloween tree? Is this going to be a consistent thing that you do, Gavin?
No, I think okay. She was just like really... Because I think last year was such a drag,
yeah,
per se.
COVID,
like there
yeah.
was so much of just being at home mm-hmm. that home got a little boring, yep. per se, in terms of like what was actually up. And she wasn't, you know, like she didn't want to settle for just... generic fall decorations
sure.
like normal people do. She was like, let's just go full Halloween.
See, my wife does fall decorations, and she got like the only, like, we don't do like a lot of Halloween stuff. Like, she does like the cutesy Halloween stuff, like cute pumpkins that are kind of smiley, you know, and nothing scary. And she got like a Mickey popcorn bucket from Disneyland that she used to, like, as a centerpiece. And he's like all like a little mummy or whatever. But she puts out fall. Like, so I have boxes that I have up stacked up over my garage. And each year I have to get out her fall, her Christmas, and her Easter. And so they all have boxes, and so they all, and so she let me know yesterday, hey, can you get my fall down for me?
It's that time.
I know.
Sounds like she's got it organized, too.
Oh, yeah, she does. And
but
she
does
loves
she
doing
take
it.
Up the actual decorating? It's just your job to get it down, or
yes.
do you help decorate?
No, 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 no. The only thing I help decorate is Christmas, but that's just the tree.
Yeah.
Like, I set the tree up, and then we do, like, a little Christmas tree decorating party where we have peanut butter cookies with chocolate kisses on them. They're so good, and clam dip. It sounds like something like kind of
weird
like,
combination.
Oh, 100%. But it's two things we just separately like, and so we just started doing them on the same day, and we watched the movie Elf. Like, that's what we do as we're doing that. Mm. It sounds like something that would be like in a in like Peter Billingsley, that Christmas movie. What is it? What is the movie? The real famous one that
no,
I can't stand.
The Lampoon's Vacation?
Christmas Story.
Christmas Story, yeah.
Oh.
Like, it sounds like, because they eat like Chinese food or whatever, and it sounds like, oh, you have clam dip and peanut butter cookies.
Yeah.
It sounds like something like fake like that.
These weirdos.
Yeah, but that's what we do
good
every
for you guys.
Year. Every
clam
year.
Dip.
Oh, it's good. I have to bring it in sometime.
You should, actually, because I've never liked anything
well, you can have it. I don't,
from the sea. So.
You don't like anything from the ocean? Like, you don't like fish? You like fish sandwiches that are fried?
I'll take a fish stick. I do like good
fish sticks.
Fish
sticks are great.
Those are great.
But even Betty likes fish sticks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take one. I had those last night.
Did you really?
Nice.
Yeah.
I like fish sticks. I like fish and chips a lot, and I like McDonald's fish sandwiches. As ghetto as it is, I love it.
Like that American slice of cheese.
Yeah,
on it.
It's weird, but I do like it.
I do like tartar sauce. I think tartar sauce is delicious.
Tartar sauce should be its own food group. And,
wow.
And it's always risky because they never put enough on at McDonald's. But then when you ask for extra tartar sauce, there's always that kid in the back that's like, I didn't want to do this anyway. And it just loads it up.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'll show you extra tartar sauce.
Do you do
tartar sauce, man?
Malt vinegar?
No.
Because like, that's something that like my in-laws do, is that we'll go somewhere, they'll get fish and chips, and they'll always ask for malt vinegar. I have no idea what that is, but it always smells super strong.
Yeah, they used to have, I think that's a like an actual like European thing, and that's how they do the fish and chips a lot.
Good for them.
And tartar sauce is the way to go. Not cocktail sauce, tartar sauce only. All right, Lady Rock, I'm getting hungry. Now I want to finish up. And I heard McRibs are out. Someone told me that McRibs are out.
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook.
I haven't
sent us a message about
I've seen no advertisement. Like, why are we not advertising this to the world? And why do they go away?
What did we do last year with Mc? Didn't we do something funny with McRibs?
We went and ate them, and you guys had never tried them before, and you didn't like them. Oh, and then we
used them
we
for different uses.
We slapped you, didn't we?
I feel like I got slapped.
I remember slapping you in the face with a McRib, but I don't remember the justification. I'm sure it was.
Do
sure
we
it
need
made
justifying?
Not really.
Nah. Aww.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll take
we're doing
it.
Extra other uses for McRibs.
Yeah.
Probably is what it was. Lady Rock,
good.
What do you got?
So Barbara Corcoran,
yes,
she was on The View yesterday, and she's one of the judges on Shark Tank. And so one of the hosts from The View is Whoopi Goldberg. And during the interview, Barbara and Whoopi were talking about a pair of jeans that I guess Barbara is getting behind and endorsing. And Whoopi made a remark like, oh, these jeans are so little they won't fit on me. And so she was making a joke at her own expense.
Sure.
And then Barbara said this.
And when you get finished with those jeans and decide you don't like them, give them to me, I'm going to make two pairs.
Oh,
right.
Barbara.
Okay, so now we don't like you.
Oh, she just moved on. Oh, that's comedy.
So good.
So
yeah.
You can tell from the audience, they're like, oh, that's not good.
Nope.
So she was trying to move on with the interview.
Yeah.
And then later, Barbara posted this video.
I made a joke at Whoopi's expense, which I now realize wasn't funny.
Oh, gosh.
For anyone who I may have offended unintentionally, I just want to say I really am very sorry.
Okay. She's got to do that, cover all of her bases.
Okay. Now, Barbara, you have offended me for apologizing. Oh, so do another video because my sensitivities are so sensitive. Now you must apologize to me, too, because I'm offended.
It's the Matthew West situation all over again.
Oh, my gosh. Whoopi is a professional comedian who makes jokes at people all the time. If you take it, if you dish it out, you gotta be able to take it. It's not needed. If you have an artist, we have artists in all the time, and I'll bust their chops. It's part of being funny, and it's part of a connection you have. Even if you don't know that person, you know enough about them in that moment. You're like, oh, I can take this joke. It'll be funny.
But maybe...
Nope.
Maybe they didn't have that relationship is what I'm saying. Maybe they just knew each other as acquaintances.
Okay.
And if you're an acquaintance, so you got to admit, to say a joke like that is...
No. We got Annie F. Downs is in here the other day, who we've all become best friends with, and we love her. But, like, she's in here. She's been in here for, like, 20 minutes. And she took a joke. She took a shot at me. And, like, am I going to be offended by it? No. It was really funny. And she picked up on a dynamic, and she did the joke. And I'm like, good for you. That makes me know that you're comfortable with us. If you can make the joke, that makes you feel like, oh, good, we're comfortable. And I love that. Like, it never offends me.
Maybe it was the difference, though, in that it was... You as a guy and her as a
girl.
Right,
it's a fat joke. But girls should be able to make fat jokes to other girls. I mean, it's different when guys do it.
But if they're like really close friends,
yeah.
You can't do that if you're acquaintances.
I don't know.
What if some random guy came up to you and he was a jerk from the get-go?
Okay.
And then he just says, you fatso.
I've had stuff like that happen to me. I've had people tell me they hate me.
And you're a wounded fawn.
I don't care. Like, I mean, I literally don't care.
You say you don't care.
I don't.
But you do.
No, not about that stuff. No. Like, and especially, like, if somebody is in here, a good example is somebody in here, like the Annie F. Downs, taking a shot at me and making fun. I would be so bothered if she then did a video apologizing. I made fun of Wally the other day on the show. I feel really bad about it. I'm like, no, don't do that. That's worse, because I'm not offended. I'm not bothered at all. Now, if Whoopi had said... You crossed the line. That hurt me.
Yeah.
Then absolutely. You make it right with Whoopi.
And it could be that Barbara is thinking about her image.
That's
because,
all of it.
But that's good too, because if she's making these jokes, then there's a lot of women that may not be in... want to be getting these jeans because she made those jokes, and they're thinking, well, I'm probably the same size as Whoopi. She probably thinks I'm fat.
We're just heading to a society where you can't say anything. We are going to become the most unfun society ever, because comedy has a victim in it. For most jokes, there's usually a punchline. It's a gag. It's at somebody. It's satirical or what have you, and we're going to get to a point where everyone's so afraid to say anything. The only place that people will be funny eventually is in a comedy club, and trust me, when we get to that point in this dystopian comedic society, it's going to be raunchy. Like, comedy clubs are already like the last bastion of you can say anything and get away with it. And as long as they keep that, if society gets more repressed, that will get even worse, you know? But like, if they take that away too, where all of a sudden you can't make jokes, it's bad. Like, that's how we deal with life, you know? I don't want to live in that world.
I'm just going to play devil's advocate here. So let's say, I think you would agree with this as well. Because of social media, people have a voice. And because of that, we hear a lot of judgment coming from everyone.
Right.
Everyone has an opinion.
Right.
And now they have
a platform.
A platform, right. Yes. And so I think if we lessened that judgment, because it's so easily done, and by me too, I'm pointing fingers at myself. I catch myself easily judging people.
Sure.
Then I think if we catch ourselves and we try to not be so judgmental, that's not a bad thing. Then we tell people, you know, instead of giving them judgment, we give them love instead and acceptance. That's not a bad thing.
Well, love and acceptance isn't a bad thing at all, but like the feeling that anytime you've said anything that's a joke, that all of a sudden you have to just immediately apologize because somebody is going to be offended by it, it's just not a healthy thing.
Do you think that if that had been done in, let's say, 19
anything. Like, no 70. One would have cared. Yeah.
You don't think anyone would have cared?
No, not at all.
A woman to another woman would say.
Well, because that kind of stuff wouldn't make crazy rounds on the internet.
Right.
Because that stuff probably doesn't make it into, like, news. Like, it just wouldn't have the circulation ability.
Exactly. And we understood comedy better. We weren't all so over freaking sensitive, man, about everything. This is a soapbox that I will get on every time because this is my life, you know? Like, my life has been humor, and it drives me crazy how sensitive our world is getting. I get loving people. That's great. But boy, howdy, we just become this society of oversensitive whiners.
Do you think that people are more oversensitive now, or do you think that it's just that there's, like,
the platform,
to express
that? No, I think they're oversensitive.
That.
I think we've oversensitized people. There is a generation that's probably desensitized. We've swung so far to the other side and become so oversensitive that balance. Life, I cannot stress this enough. Life is balance, man. And when you're spending time on either fringe, regardless of which it is, it's never good. It's being in the middle and being in balance in all facets of your life is a good thing, you know? But had Whoopi called her out on it, or had Whoopi called her privately and said, man, you really hurt me, which there's no way that conversation took place. If she did, Whoopi needs to quit comedy, honestly, because Whoopi's taken shots at everyone, like her whole career. And so if she called her, though, and said, hey, that really bothered me, then absolutely. Then Barbara goes on and says, hey, if you're watching The View, I just want to let you know I messed up. Whoopi was offended. I offended her. We've talked about it, and I'm seriously sorry to her.
I do feel like comedy, like having size per se, is probably like just a good tool.
Well, yes,
if you're a comedian who is
fat
bigger,
guy in a little coat,
yeah, like it's just a
Chris
great
Farley.
Tool.
Like you use it,
yeah,
Louis
but,
Anderson.
But he did it towards himself,
sure.
And then also he died from a drug overdose.
Yeah,
That might not have.
That's not his weight.
Anyone. A skinny person.
If he died from a donut overdose.
If he died from diabetes, then sure, that's, you know.
Again, don't be offended. We're just talking here.
Sounds nice.
I don't know. I get what you're saying. I agree. I think we are very offendable easily.
Right.
But I also can see the side of if I think it's different with women. And I think it's easier for you to say something, have an opinion on that, but you're not a woman. And
right.
I think that if a woman is saying what you just said, then I would give it more.
Like if Whoopi came out.
Right.
Yeah.
If
but
she,
I think it's different between guys, because you will admit when guys get together, they're just like,
always bust each other's chops.
Everything's
on the table.
Yeah,
but it's different for women. Women,
right.
Women don't do that.
Right.
Like we could to a degree, but you got to be on best friend level.
Right.
But other than that, we're always giving each other compliments,
I
saying
know,
how
yeah,
great
exactly.
you look,
guys
like
so
all
wholesome.
Those things.
Yes.
So I'm just saying there's a difference.
And guys are like guys show up, you know, and just instantly the first thing you notice about them, you take a shot at
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, maybe it is a gender difference, but I think really that was a case of her getting out in front of anyone being upset. And maybe that's what women do. They over apologize for things, you know, to
maybe.
Avoid. Because maybe because they feel, oh, I would be upset, and so I want to make sure I don't hurt anybody
yeah.
or whatever. But anywho, speaking of that, I have something, because you're out next week for part of the week, so we'll have to do it. I think I'm going to schedule it for Monday, and this is a perfect lead into this.
Oh no!
I wrote it down. Where is it? Let me see. Questions you don't feel like you're able to ask women. And I'm going to have guys call in for this. And because I have one about you that I don't feel that I'm able to ask. Or I have to. I would have to ask this in the confines of this content for the show to not get in trouble. Because I could see if I asked it just on a normal day,
uh-huh.
it would bite me in the hiney. And
uh-huh.
so we'll do that on Monday.
This is so exciting.
Wait, are the guys asking questions
that they would not
I
ask.
Need to answer as a woman that they want answered? Or are you saying just in general, these are questions I want to ask, but I don't expect to get an answer?
Just in general, that there are questions that they feel they cannot ask a woman. And maybe you can weigh in on as to why that might be problematic.
Okay.
Or you
yeah.
could clear
okay.
them and say, hey, no, you should, you could ask that.
Not mine.
That is so fun.
Oh, boy.
It's funny because I had this thought in the middle of the show. We were doing something else, and I had this thought when I was looking at you, and I was like, oh, I'm going to write this down, and I had this thought.
He just had a thought.
I'm going to let you sit on it all week, and I'm not going to tell
That's
you what
fine.
It is.
Doesn't bother me.
She'll forget.
She's going to think about it all weekend. Nah. All right. No, it's nothing bad. It's nothing bad. It's just, I swear. But
then why can't you ask
you have
it
to
now?
Say, I swear.
And then you say on a regular day, and then it might bite me in the hiney. Yeah. It's not bad.
Right. No, it's not because it's
not. According to you, it's
right. Be bad. It's not bad, but it's just the way that women take things all the time and spin them, like we've talked about before.
Yeah.
And like even a compliment is taken and like spun into, what, I don't look good today? You know?
Yeah.
So that's what it's more
okay.
of that. Okay.
Got it.
Right. Okay. Anyway, let's do some birthdays.
Okay.
Yay.
Love it.
Let's see. We've got Eunice.
Ooh,
Eunice.
I like that.
E-U-N-I-C-E.
Yeah.
Eunice.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Eunice, what's up, girl?
Eunice to her mom.
Hey, girl,
happy
hey.
Birthday, Eunice's mom. She said it's my mom's birthday. Oh. Well, happy
That's
birthday.
That's why we need a birthday. There you go, Eunice. Hey, thanks for clarifying that for us.
All right. And then we've got a question from Lacey. And Lacey wants to know, a common interview question is, what is your biggest weakness?
Yes.
You know the goal is to take your weakness and spin it into a positive. What would you say, what would you say is your weakness, and then how can you spin it?
Okay, yeah, because everybody does this. Like when you go in and they and it's really not a good interview question. Like it's been shown to be like when people first started asking this, I think they thought, oh, it's a creative way to find out what someone really isn't strong at. Mm-hmm. But then people started figuring out the way to get around it is just turn it into a positive. I work too hard. I'm a workaholic. Oh, okay, so you work a lot. Okay, mm-hmm. there's your spin.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
I care too mm-hmm. much. So mm-hmm. I would say,
you know what? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Should we do this for each other? Instead of ourselves?
Oh, no.
Because I have one for you.
Okay, go ahead.
I would say maybe one of your negatives is you lose your temper.
Yes.
But I think you could turn that into a positive and you could say, I'm a very passionate person.
That was actually what I was going to say about myself.
Okay.
Yeah. I would take Betty Rock's apathy. And
apathy
means you don't care. Your apathy. And uh-huh. I would say that it makes her... an asset to the company because she can be objective about things because she's not as passionate. So,
when you add the part not as passionate,
maybe that was a problem. Okay,
we rounded back to negative.
Yeah. Also, let me clarify: I do care, but if it came out of your mouth, Molly, I don't care.
Right, you care about your doing your job. In all seriousness, you care about doing your job well. Like you're not like, but you have this persona of you're April on Parks and Rec because you have like this just. Chippy attitude that you love to bust people's chops, myself and Pastor Chad.
Even the new guy.
Yeah. Oh, she's,
well, he had it coming.
Yeah.
She's a lot of yelling.
She's all over Chad. Like, it just won't stop. And I love it. But you have, that's part of your shtick. You know, it's your persona. It's your sense of humor. I mean, back to the sense of humor. The things you say to Chad, you should apologize daily. Honestly,
oh,
if
for
you're
sure,
Barbara
I should.
Cochran, you should be doing video apologies.
But... him and I have that relationship because then he'll serve it back. Now, the difference is Whoopi didn't serve it back. Mm. Now, if she had, then that would have been entertaining.
Right. What about Gavin? What is Gavin's weakness?
Gavin.
And like,
and you can't do his phone.
Yeah, I was going to say,
take your phone off of it. Yeah.
Out of the picture.
Okay.
What is Gavin's weakness?
I would say he's very meek and mild.
Okay.
So to turn that.
How is that a strength? He's quiet. So he is probably a good listener.
Yes. That's good.
And he is an observer.
Mm.
And he will not be the person that you have to worry about making a meeting run long.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's, wow, those are really good.
Yeah, I'm the one that you got to worry about running a meeting running.
Yeah, because you're always the one that's like, I can't wait for this to be over. And then you ask 8 different questions.
Because they make me mad. And back to the anger thing. Like I'll be
passionate.
I'll be sitting in a meeting, and I'll even tell Gavin and Betty, look, let's just keep our heads down. Let's not talk.
Yep.
Let's just not.
And then
let's
once
not
again.
Like, unmute me.
Because
I got something to say.
Because then someone says something stupid that has to be addressed. Absolutely they do. And then I have to solve it and
once
fix
again,
it.
It's your passion.
Yes.
It's not here losing
not my
your
anger.
Temper.
All right. Well, that was fun. Let's wrap this thing up.
Weekend plans.
All right.
Were you going to skip that?
I was. I'd forgotten. I'm just trying to get out of here. It's Friday. So I am going to go see, I'm going to go see Dear Evan Hansen because I heard Pastor Chad talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
And I like the concept of it. I've never seen the play. Mm-hmm. But I saw the movie, and I saw the trailer for the movie, and I thought, oh, that looks interesting. So I might try to get two movies in, because I got A-list. Mm-hmm. I want to see the Jesus music. I want to see the whole movie that I got cut out of, because I think it'll be really good. And then I've seen rough cuts of it, and the parts I've seen are great. And so I want to see it all put together. And then I want to see Dear Evan Hansen. And then I feel like welding something this weekend. I don't know why.
Okay.
I just want to weld
I like
something.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it.
It's manly.
Would you see two movies in two separate nights or?
Yeah, maybe. Because like my buddy Greg is out of town. And so Molly, his wife, is coming over. We're going to play cards with me and my wife and have dinner and stuff. And but his rule was you can't go see Bond without me.
Is that out this weekend?
I think so. Whoa, I think so. So I can't go see Bond, unfortunately.
No way.
So Dear Evan Hansen, it is with the ladies.
The you other guys day, can I all share so, the tissues.
Oh, that checks out.
So oh, mad at him out. The other day. What was that movie, In the Heights or whatever?
In the Heights,
okay,
yeah.
So we're like, okay, we're all going to go see a movie. Let's all go get our tickets, blah, 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 blah. And I think Haley was with us. And so Haley, Marty, Molly, me, and Greg, and we get there. And I'm like, where's Greg? Oh, he would never come to this. What? Like, he totally hosed
bro.
Me.
Bro!
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
He got
yeah.
out.
I was outside. I was sweaty. I was working. I was mowing. I didn't want to stop that. I'm like, oh, no.
And now
no.
I'm here. Just...
Yeah, then I'm by myself at that horrible movie. No, you
what?
Can't do
it's
that.
It's a musical.
I was
excited
like
about
it.
That one, and yeah. it just ended up being kind of a letdown.
It was nothing.
Nothing. It was all expected. Yeah. It was not...
You all mean. The music sounded like Hamilton yep. because that was the precursor from Lin-Manuel. There's no great twist. There's one little twist in it. And I just found myself not caring about any of the characters. That's the big thing. You have to mm-hmm. care about mm-hmm. the people. And if you're not invested in their lives, you're like, all right, whatever.
It's sort of like a movie of like, oh, look at our... Everyone's got something, you know, bad going
right.
on, and it's just like a feel bad for us kind
yeah.
of movie.
And it's not, and don't think Gavin's a racist, please. Don't think he's a
thank
racist, because I know people are thinking that.
Yeah.
I know there's one
no.
person, then they're going to post.
Gavin!
Why
I'm
would
offended.
You not like the Latin American people, Gavin? What's wrong, you racist twit? No, it was just not.
That's what I have.
In my opinion, it was not, I don't care what section of society or segment of society the film was about. That's not why I didn't like it. I didn't like it because I didn't think it was a good film. I didn't mm-hmm. think it had a great storyline. I just didn't enjoy it is all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, I'm hoping that Dear Evan Hansen. I've been on a pretty good run lately, though. Like I think the mm-hmm. last four movies I've seen, I've really enjoyed
it's
all
been a good
of them.
It's been a good second half of the year.
Yeah.
For
so
movies.
Fingers crossed. I'm hoping for that. Betty Rock.
I've got a lunch date today with a friend of mine,
yay.
And she's the one that has three. Dogs,
Chihuahua
dogs.
Betty's been looking at Chihuahuas
so
all show.
So I'm going to be asking her a few questions, and I might show up with a dog on Monday.
Oh my goodness! I know you want a dog, but
it's your fault.
I know I shouldn't have showed you that TikTok, but I'm telling you as a friend, I don't think you should get one, but. If you do, why are you so sold on the Chihuahua all of a sudden out of all
and,
like,
well, that's
breeds.
What I wanted before.
It was. Okay.
It's not like it's brand new. That's what I wanted before because I want a small dog. I don't want a big dog.
I definitely agree with that. With being in an apartment and stuff, too.
Yeah.
How
like
does your roommate feel about this
well,
idea?
Funny you ask.
Yeah,
so
you
I put
cat.
On my stories on Instagram, I posted that video that you sent me, Wally,
yeah.
the TikTok of that cute little Taco.
Oh, so good.
Little dog named Taco. And I put a poll on there and I was said I'm back on the dog wagon. Should I get one? And the votes were you could choose from either yes, no questions, or the other was no, you'll regret it. And she voted for no, you'll regret it.
Oh,
so
no.
she doesn't. Okay, but she would she be okay with the actual presence of a dog? Or is she
I
just saying
so.
It for your meant like?
I think she's like how
this,
Wally
yeah.
is. Like, as a friend, I think you're going to regret it.
Yeah.
But if you do it,
yeah, it's okay if you do it. Because
then
yes.
you have to like consider the balance of like little Chihuahua and the cat.
I know.
And you already get to walk that cat. You take it out on
that's
a leash,
true. I know.
Which serves
I
the purpose
so,
of a
I
dog.
Like I said, I have so many things to think about.
Yeah.
But I would say having Gilly around, which is great, the cat, it gets that cat need out of me. Yeah. So I don't feel the need really right now to get another one. Like another cat.
Right, right, right.
Because I've already got the cat situation.
But there's still the dog.
But there is the dog situation.
I highly recommend. Here's what I would tell you to
do. I don't think it's going to happen.
In all seriousness, this is what I would tell you to do. Foster a dog. Like, yeah. I think it's such a good idea. Like, do one for like a month. Because then there's no expectation on you keeping the thing.
And you get a taste.
You don't have to get rid of it and feel bad about yourself. Like, because I had gotten a dog. Remember that Sammy? When we were in Atlanta, I got a dog for Haley.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, he showed up on Christmas. It was a miracle.
But like, Santa.
Yeah, I know. How great is that? And we all discovered we are not dog people. And it was when I was commuting back and forth from here to Atlanta. Uh-huh. So I wasn't even there a lot of the time. I was just there on the weekends and the dog drove me nuts.
Was it a big dog or a little
dog?
No,
it was a little dog. It was a little dachshund beagle mix. Mm. It was super cute. But I was not in a good place for work and stuff, and so it was just a really bad time. But like, we had to. I know. I feel bad about it. We had to find him a good home, and so we had to go through that. Like, if I had just fostered a dog, I would have realized, okay, yeah, I'm not a dog person.
But I'm saying, because we even had someone that called in today that they said I was not a dog person until I got my dog, and now.
That's why I'd say just foster, and then you'll know. Because then you'll be like, okay, I am 100% a dog person. I am all in. I'm going to go get the cutest chihuahua. I'm even going to spend $2,000 on it. It's going to be the best dog ever, and you're all in. Versus, I just spent $2,000 on this dog, and it's so great. I am not a dog person, you know? Because I know you hate to waste money, too.
I don't know if I can foster because of the apartment situation.
I don't know. I mean, like, between killing a dog and fostering it in an apartment, they might let you.
Oh my word.
Well, no, because they don't want to kill them. Like the people that foster dogs.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's what I would tell them. Like, yes, it's an apartment, but would you rather kill this dog?
Wow, oh that escalated. So I'm doing meeting my friend today for lunch.
All of that off that one.
Tomorrow, I think I'm going to go see my mom and dad. Though. Yay. They just sent me a message saying that the sewer people are there doing some work on the line over there.
Danny
and
Ray
that they said
it.
You can't.
What did he?
That's why you get a small dog.
That's a really good argument. That's a really
Anyways,
good argument.
Anyways, all that
dog.
To say.
I hope you play this for Danny later.
He said that they told them that they can't flush the toilet from now until 3 p.m. And he was a little upset
that's
about
tough.
That. Anyways, so I may not go over there if that's still the situation.
Let me tell you this. You never have to go until they tell you you can't flush the toilet.
Yeah,
then instantly your stomach's like, oh, we can't go? Well, I'm going to go right now. You know, that's how it always works.
Yes.
Oh, that is
and
so funny.
Sunday, church and taking it easy.
Oh, gosh.
Before Monday rolls around.
Oh, I don't think we can ever run that as a podcast break in the show, but boy, that's funny.
Very funny.
All right, Gavin, weekend plans.
Just getting out of town. We're
going
to go see some friends. There's a food truck festival
that
is going on, so we're going to hopefully enjoy some really good food.
Food truck food is awesome, but it is expensive.
I think I'm going to go in. I'm not going to get anything to drink there. I think I'm just like only going to get the food so I don't overspend on things I don't actually need and can get anywhere else. But I will enjoy hopefully some good unique food truck food. Tonight and tomorrow is what we're telling ourselves.
Yeah, food trucks, man, they're just so expensive. They're like, okay, well, here's $12, $15 for a sandwich.
A normal thing.
It's not, I can't bring myself to do it
And
ever.
If it's a festival, it's even like worse because we were at that concert thing couple months
and
ago.
And I was super hungry and I didn't eat anything.
And all they have is like food truck and fair
I didn't
food.
Do it.
And you're like spending, I mean, Chad's got, you know, five kids and spent too much money on like hot corn dogs that are
I refuse to do
way
it.
Way too expensive.
Follow up question, what are you doing with Ellie?
Oh, she's coming with.
Oh, you could have fostered her.
No,
Betty's.
I don't
want to
foster her.
She has rejected my dog.
I don't want Ellie.
Why do you hate Ellie? Oh.
Because she's bigger.
No, she's such a softy, though.
But
and
no,
all
I'm just
she
saying
wants
she's bigger.
Would you babysit my dog? Would you babysit my dog for two
You know
nights?
What? Have you learned?
If you were in a bind, yes.
Did you not learn anything?
Well, wait, I got a cat now. Never mind.
I'm going to get in a bind. No, no, no. You can just come stay at my house.
I don't want to stay at your house.
Why not? You stay at his house.
You talk about spiders and bugs all the time.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
It's not that good right now. We did need to take care of
it. Did you learn nothing from Barbara? You need to apologize to all the big dogs. Because you've just offended them. And anyone that has a big dog.
It's not a purse dog. Yeah. I want a purse dog. Yeah.
She's a suitcase dog. That's all.
Yeah. A duffel bag.
I want to bring her down here sometime so you guys can meet her. Because she's sweet.
I agree.
That's fine. I have no problem. I like dogs.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
big or small.
One.
I'm going to get one. I'm going to go to a pet adoption this weekend.
That's what I said. I'm going to get one, and then you're going to get attached to him. Yeah. And then you're going to say, oh, that was... No, I told you this whole time you should have gotten one is what you're going to say.
Probably. My wife told me, like, because I was talking about Sasha.
She wanted a sheep.
I know. She still wants sheep.
What?
Yeah, she would love that.
So you don't want a sheep.
You do not.
You got to shear them.
Scary.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want a sheep.
Pain in the butt.
No, you don't want a sheep. You don't want a llama. Oh. You don't want a kangaroo. All the things that seem great.
Shave them, yeah.
Okay, she told you the other day.
Oh, that Sasha, our cat, our last remaining cat, when Sasha bites the bullet, she is not getting another cat. She's really adamant. I believe her because there's certain things that my wife is like put her heels in the sand in and like non wavering. And so I think we'll be done with animals.
She put her heels in the sand. I think you're mixing two metaphors.
Well, no, that sounds awful.
Draw a line in the sand. Put your heels in the. I'm doing
you're
what
doing
Betty
like
does.
Me.
I know Betty mixes all of her metaphors.
Because heels in the sand, those can be moved.
Yeah, you draw your heels
hard,
in. It's heels in the dirt. I do put
is
your heels
it?
In the dirt. Yeah, look it up. It is.
Put your heels down.
I think the saying is, yeah, you put your heels in the dirt.
No, I've never heard that.
I don't know.
Metaphor. Put down heels
in the dirt. Metaphor. You draw the line and put your heels in the dirt.
Oh, it's H-E-E.
But I just thought we were at a beach, so I said sand.
because you can see the beach over
that's
here.
Why, yeah, that's why we why. We have a beach screensaver.
Sears.com. It doesn't come up like...
Metaphor for heels?
This got to be.
These are like websites
put
to
your,
buy heels.
You put your heel down. Put your foot down.
You put your foot down. Yeah. Now, see, you just did it. I'm telling you, I think it's you put your heels in the dirt.
No, metaphor.
Or you put your heels in sand.
Put your heels in the dirt.
Yeah, like it's if you
did you mean in... metaphor, put your heels in the dirt? That's what I put. Heels.
Did you mean?
Dig your heels in is what they're saying. Huh. Dig your heels in. Oh, I've heard that.
Because then you're hard to move.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I've heard that.
Okay,
you dig your heels in.
Fighter.
So put your heels in the sand. We're going back to that.
Not as good.
Can
okay.
we name it
yeah,
that,
I'll do that,
Gavin?
Yeah.
Put your heels in the sand.
But she has said that, all of that to say she's like, I'm not getting another cat. And I'm so down with that. Like, I love Sasha. I love
Sasha
Hank.
Sachenstein.
Great. But then I just generally... I'm looking at things that free me up more now. As I get older and I want to travel on a whim, and Betty's been so great. Like, I've like called her short notice to like help watch the cats and stuff. Like, she's great. But it's just kind of like, I want
except
less.
Except when I leave rocks.
Yes. I found rocks in my thing that dented my computer
one
last
year
night.
Later.
She left rocks all in my pockets and everywhere in my house. I was finding rocks for a year in my house, and then I found them in my
you
backpack
know what,
yesterday.
Though? I got to thinking, I never put any rocks in your backpack. I think those were rocks that you found in your shirt pockets or
probably,
your shoes, and then you put them in your backpack. So what
might
I'm getting
it's
to
my
is,
fault.
It's your fault.
That's it. Okay, we got there.
Women
I knew
so
we'd get there. I know. It's a gift.
It's your fault.
That's why we're going to do that vid on Monday. And with that, we are going to wrap this whole thing up. That's going to do it for your Aftercast. Thanks for being
a potty.